Hi, this is Yvonne Brown, author of Self-Creation, 10 Powerful Principles for Changing Your Life, author of Proven Ways, Women Overcome Obstacles and Succeed, and founder of JAD Communications, a company that helps you through training and coaching to communicate better, work better with each other, and be more successful in the marketplace. This blog post is titled, Some Generational Shifts Make Me Wonder. Will adolescence ever end? While getting ready for my seminar, I heard the news. Psychologists to bump the end of adolescence from age 18 to age 25. Yes, according to the Daily Mail, it is hoped the new guidelines being given to child psychologists will prevent children being rushed, quote unquote, through childhood. As a baby boomer, it sent me back to my youth and the memory that at age 18, that was the age of consent. The end of your teen years represented the end of adolescence, and once you reach the age of 21, you're expected to move out, get a job, and was considered an adult. I arrived in the United States from Jamaica when I was 17 years old and moved out to be on my own by the time I was 18 years of age. I remember telling my mother, "You had your life. Now let me alone to make my way and live my life. I promised myself not to return home, but to make it on my own no matter what." Today's youth were just sanctioned to live at home until at least age 25 years old. If you're a business, be prepared for immature, unrealistic expectations from a group that were just told it's okay to not take responsibility. I have a video below that gives you some more information on it. By the way, corporations may also expect to have more of the types of behavior that's shown below in another video, as wearing glasses and a blazer, dancing around at 4:30 a.m. in an empty newsroom to Kanye West. 25-year-old Marina Shifrin announced to her boss and most of the internet that she was quitting her job at a Taiwanese animation company. Check out the video as she dances her way and says goodbye. It's quite confusing, though, as a judge recently found a 54-year-old teacher guilty of statutory rape, but only sentenced him to 30 days in jail because he felt, quote-unquote, the 14-year-old girl was sexually mature. This young lady later committed suicide before her 17th birthday, and although 10,000 people have signed a petition to recall the judge, he still considers what he did the right thing. Fox News reported that, according to a study in Australia, adolescence doesn't end until age 28. So which is it? Age 25? 28? Or will we soon change it to 30? Personally, I ascribe to the adolescence ends at age 21 mindset. Push the birds out of the nest and let them learn self-reliance, make mistakes, and learn from them, and then take control of their own destiny. If you enjoyed this post, please share it with your friends, your employees, students, and social media tribe, and help me spread the word. Leave your comment below to this blog post, and if you'd like to learn more about me, just use the contact tab to reach out to me.